She's an electrical apprentice from County Laois, and Caitlin Cummins was last night crowned Rose of Tralee. She told Cian earlier it was a dream come true, a dream cherished since her childhood, watching the competition. She follows a lineup of roses stretching way back to 1959. Love it or hate it, it still commands TV audiences in the hundreds of thousands. But is it a lovely girls' competition that should have no place in a modern, outward-looking country like Ireland? Is it time to consign it to the history books? Or is it representative of a strong sisterhood of talented, intelligent women, as Caitlin said? Aideen O'Connell is a freelance journalist and a former Kerry Rose. Thanks for coming in, Aideen. While Alison O'Connor is columnist with the Sunday Times and has never, as far as I know, entered the competition or harboured any ambition to do so. You'll correct me if I'm wrong, Alison.
Mary, are you going to suggest that I'm harbouring a grudge because of this?
We get to that. Aideen, you entered, you were the Kerry Rose. What brought you to the Rose of Tralee?
Well, I suppose, look, I'm from Listowel, so I'm from 20 minutes outside Tralee, and you grow up with it. And it was probably always like in the back of my head. And then as I got a bit older, I was one of those people that kind of questioned it. I was like, that wouldn't be for me. But my mother was a huge fan.
Don't blame your mother.
She was obsessed with the Rose of Tralee. And that particular summer, she kind of kept saying it to me. And I remember it came to like deadline day. And I remember being like to her mom, I'm too busy, like I can't do this. And I remember her looking at me, it looked like I'd taken her first newborn. So I was like, okay, I have to do this. And I did. And I'm so glad that I did. Mm-hmm. And I saw probably a different side to the festival than what I had previously. Because when you watch it on the TV, you do see a certain element. But then when you're in it.
What do you think you see on the TV?
Well, you're seeing a show. I think sometimes people forget that when the girls are on stage, like that is a show that is being produced for entertainment purposes. And before the show, there's so much that's involved in it from, you know, like there's the parades, there's the judging, like there's a group judging, there's an individual judging. I toured for like 10 days around Ireland with the girls, which is amazing crack. But I think some people tend to forget that when they see, particularly like say the talents, I know that there was a lot of criticism again this year of the talents, that's coming from a TV angle. That's not necessarily
you
the
mean
girls.
The singing, the dancing,
yeah,
the poetry.
Some of the ones that maybe aren't technically talents. I don't necessarily agree with that. But that's been harvested for a TV show. I think people need to remember that. There's so much more to it. And I think I come from the angle as well, because I'm a local. The Rose of Tralee is bigger than the girls. Like, it's a huge festival. Like, it's massive for Tralee, economically, emotionally. It's a big part of the calendar. It's the marker. A good Rose of Tralee is going to pay your bills for hopefully the rest of the year. If it didn't have, like, when people talk about culling the Rose of Tralee, they totally forget that you're actually talking about a whole ecosystem there.
Alison, Aideen setting out her stall there, and your grudge aside.
Is it too late?
She makes some strong arguments.
She certainly does. And I totally appreciate the commercial argument particularly. But for me, that money is being made on the back of what is in essence still to me, no matter how much you dress it up, dress it down, say that you can have single mothers, thrice divorce, bigamists, whatever. It is still essentially a lovely girls competition. And can you believe that it's 30 years since we saw that on Father Ted? And I certainly would have thought by now, what to me is an anachronistic, old-fashioned, there's no place for it in Irish society. And that I appreciate what Aideen is saying, that there's a lot more that goes on behind it. But what the young girls all over the country, when they look at it, what they're seeing is the television. It's they're seeing these young women who are essentially saying, I'm here to be admired for your delectation, you know, polishing my tin whistle, you know, before Dahi asks me a few questions. Women are worth more than that. I mean, and what happens when you start watching it then, you do get to that whole, well, actually, they all do have lovely bottoms, you know, again, going back to Father Ted. Because that's what it is. Why, like, if you don't have men doing it, why do you have women doing it?
Well, but
you
brings the woman, me to a question, actually.
Yeah.
Escorts.
Yeah.
Why do modern, intelligent, independent young women need escorts?
So the escorts are there more for, there is, I suppose, again, there's that TV element. They're more, I'm not going to say protection, but because, say, when you get to Tralee, it is very intense. And when you're down the street, you're on a time schedule. Like, and what the plan with the escort is that, say, if you got talking to someone, they would pull you away from, you know, from a group of people and get you somewhere on time.
Okay.
And I totally appreciate the points that are made there about it being a lovely girls competition. Mm. One thing I always say is I honestly don't know how the term lovely girls became such like a bit of an insult, because I was like, lads, I've been called a lot worse than a lovely girl. And if I was to be called a lovely girl, I'd be delighted. But I do think it has progressed beyond that. And when people talk about it in that kind of a light, like, it's insulting. Like, I found that really insulting when I was in it. I was like, the way people talk about the girls.
Do you mean
as if like we're
other
somehow,
women, and maybe women of my generation or Alison's generation, maybe sneering at the festival
a little bit, yeah,
talking it down in some way,
as if we're like pandering to the patriarchy, when what literally what the girls are doing is like they're getting up on stage. It's a very hard thing to do. There's like 500,000 people watch it. You're going up there showing who you are, you're representing where you're from, you're representing your family. At the end of the line, as well, you're having a bit of crack. That's what a lot of the girls are going into it for. Like, it's the best crack of your life. So I do think when people, I just think, and it, they
is
always
there a generational
it,
shift there in may the feminist
well, there
argument?
May well be, because when I mean, I've often heard that heard that said, and the fun that you have during the 10 days and the camaraderie that's there. I look at the wider picture. I mean, I look at the fact that yesterday we heard that, and I mean, I know I'm realizing, I mean, it's a bit of a hospital pass being invited on to do this, and that, you know, the morning after a fabulous new rose has been crowned.
Appreciate
like
being here.
Yesterday's headline that there was a 45% rise in domestic abuse call-outs. Like, I looked last night on the RTÉ website, and number 28 on the news list was the best moments from night one. Number 29 was that 45% rise in you know. And I mean, that's just not just RTÉ, and in fairness, RTÉ have a commercial interest. To me, there's a wider point here. You had the woman on earlier saying that how recently is it that women weren't allowed to row? Mm-hmm. I think for me, it's that as you get older, you realise the obstacles that are there for women. That's not improving. We look at what's happening in the States, we look at what's happening with Trump, and to me, women weaken their place in society. You don't maybe know that when you're 19 or 20. I would be appalled if one of my daughters expressed an interest or went forward. Now, they wouldn't be long in telling me that it was none of my business if they wished
and you
to do
stop
so.
Them if
and
they
I
wanted
couldn't stop
to,
them
would
if
you
they
try,
wanted
I'm
to.
Sure.
But I think that, to me, women have a responsibility to look around and say, what message is this sending out to younger girls? What message is this sending out to wider society about what women are for, why women should be seen and heard, you know,
but why
on
shouldn't
public
they
view.
Be seen and heard? Like, that's the
no,
other
but in
point
that
of it,
way,
you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I think as well, like, there was the Limerick Rose last night. I thought she was very good. She, like, 7-year-old daughter. But what she was really pushing for her whole, like, tale was that financial literacy for women and that they would have better control of their finances, for instance, if they do get into situations where domestic abuse is present and stuff like that.
As a matter of interest, Aideen, are women allowed to express political views, for example, during the Rose of Tralee, or strong views on social issues? You mentioned the Limerick Rose there.
I think the general rule of thumb is they probably aren't, with the TV side of things, allowed to be political. However, I remember on my year, the Texas Rose, Arden Stringer, she's from Texas, and she was extremely vocal. She was extremely anti-Trump. We had long conversations.
But
it was
not on
in
air.
Her interview, but not on air.
Are
but
you then, instructed like, about being on air and what you can and can't say?
No, not particularly. No, they just, like, the usual ones, don't curse.
I mean, that kind of thing. You'd have to say, wouldn't you, that to have a gathering like that, to have that much airtime, right? Mm. 32 women all being interviewed, the chance to give there. If you just look at it statistically, And now I didn't watch it, but I'm taking it nobody mentioned Gaza. Do you know what I mean? That there must have been women there who had very strong feelings on that, but yet you're not allowed. It's
then
all within the safe, you know, relatively safe confines. Women sort of seen and not heard, or when they are heard, it's on safe topics. You know, just for me, that's wrong. It sends out the wrong signal.
Should it continue, Aideen?
Oh yeah, 100%. Not just for because it's for the town, but for the girls who take part in it. Like, even I saw an interview with Caitlin last night, and she said from the moment that she has been selected to be the Laois Rose, her confidence has grown. And you do see girls, not pardon the pun, but they do bloom and they do come into themselves. And
it's been a stepping stone to lots of
to lots. And there's amazing women
for a lot of women. I think, you know,
again,
Gabby
in
Logan,
the sink. I mean, I think to be fair, Aideen, you're contractually obliged as a Kerry person. You cannot under any circumstances, even if you're the biggest feminist
no,
that
there's,
ever
there's
existed.
People Kerry who don't like it.
But I go back again to the fact that that's all very well down to the individual or to a particular town or any of that, not for women. In general, is this what we want to be known for?
People will keep watching it, though. That's the thing. Once the
there
people
we
keep
must
watching,
leave
it. Keep
there
going.
We must leave it. Aideen O'Connell, thank you very much for coming in. Alison O'Connor, thank you too. It is 9:01.